you know, more and more kids are getting involved in business. We're seeing more and more business majors trying to make a living. There's a tremendous amount of interest in it. And there's a new outfit called Boss Club that aims to help children get them interested in business. 1,000 students, somewhere between 17 and 18, will be involved in the program. The co-founder of Boss Club is Charlie Gassmeyer, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, good afternoon, David. It's great to be here.
Tell me about Boss Club. So, I mean, I know Junior Achievement. They do, you know, fabulous work. And there's a great outfit called Lemonade Day that sort of works on entrepreneur. Tell me about Boss Club. How is it different?
Yeah, so Boss Club, we provide really practical entrepreneurial education so that students as young as 6 years old all the way through 18 years old can start a real business. So we have a couple different ways we do that. We have online curriculum that you can purchase today or purchase online and have sent to you and start a real business. We're in the classroom through curriculum and elective courses. And then we also have our summer programs that kids will join us for 3 weeks, sponsored by local businesses and individuals, and we'll help them start their businesses over the course of a few weeks. So
all right,
a couple different ways.
Let's break those down. Because when I think of Lemonade Day or I think of Junior Achievement, it's a 501c3. Now, you said they can buy the curriculum.
That's correct.
At the age of 7 or 13 or whatever else. So, but then you've also got a foundation, right, which is not for profit.
That's right. So we'll start at the beginning. So in 2018 is when we launched Boss Club, and that was meant to write all the curriculum and offer that to students across the country.
And this you did it in Waco, right?
Well, this was here in Dallas,
and then
Waco's coming up shortly. So
okay.
In 2019, we started a foundation component for Boss Club called the Boss Club Foundation, so that students, regardless of their means or circumstances, could still have access to that education and be able to start a business even if they couldn't afford one of our kits online or so. So in 2019, we piloted a summer program down in Waco, and it was free for kids to participate. We had 125 students join, and we helped them start businesses over the course of 3 weeks.
And Baylor was one of the supporters of this. So hence why you were in Waco. Right?
Correct. Yeah, Baylor's one of our partners, and then we're going to be launching that same program up here in Dallas for 2020. So we'll have Waco and Dallas.
So what does a 10-year-old get out of this? I mean, especially buying a curriculum. What do they end up actually starting a business or a?
They do, and so you know, really, it's not so much about the money they make. Some of the students make $50, some make $700, but it's not really about the, you know, commercialized business play. It's really about all the creativity and the responsibility that they get to learn from starting a business. So it's really a unique learning vehicle where they can be applying math and public speaking and confidence and financial stewardship. It's one of the really unique things that actually combines all of those things, unlike you know, most other pursuits. So it's more of a learning mechanism.
So
for
how
the students.
Long is this a course and you finish it and you're a graduate and you move on? Or
kind of. So for our summer programs, it's 3 weeks. So the students can either pick from our business kits, so they get everything they need to build a very specific type of business, like a dog treat business or a cake pop business. We have 5 different boxes they can choose from. Or if they want to come up with their own idea, we have a whole video course that really guides them through every step of the process to start and launch a real business. And so what happens over the course of 3 weeks is that we have in-person opportunities for them to come where we help just accelerate their business. So for example, if they don't have a commercial kitchen or, you know, the right kitchen products at home to bake their dog treats, we'll have a commercial kitchen for them. When it comes time for them to start marketing their business, we have our video crew there to help film a promo video for them so they can use that when they post on social media. We partner with local farmers markets so they can come sell their products to people and make real sales. So it's kind of a hybrid approach of we give them the curriculum they need to start their business, and then we help them in person to accelerate that process.
Can you imagine what Mark Cuban would be like today if he'd had this when he was 7?
Yeah.
I mean, he's done all right, but no, I mean, it does, it seems, I can see it, you know, really, really appealing to a certain child. There are a lot of them that want to go off and play baseball all summer long.
Yeah, well, and a lot of these things can actually be applied to baseball and to getting into college, because again, it's really just the grit that they learn from entrepreneurship and the confidence that they get from going and talking to customers at a farmer's market. They might be scared, but when they see the success that happens when they did make real sales and they got to open a savings account, they can take that same data point and apply it to college when they're nervous to write an application or when they're going to do a speech for a class.
Okay, so I understand summer is finite. I mean, by its nature in 3 weeks. But is there an ongoing course? Do you contemplate an ongoing course so that, you know, they go through and sort of matriculate through the system?
Yeah, I think so. So, you know, we have the 3 weeks happens pretty quickly, but by the end of that, they have a very small business, and a lot of them can open savings accounts and continue on. But that's where we have like the video course I mentioned, that if they do want to go turn this into a small commercialized business, they have the resources to do that. But even for the students that just do 3 weeks and stop, and it was a fun summer project, again, it's all those people skills and financial literacy they learn that they'll be able to apply later on.
But so is the class all virtual, or are there classrooms?
Well, so on our summer programs, it's kind of a hybrid between the self-guided kits that we give them over the course of 3 weeks and then those in-person events that we offer for them. On the Boss Club, the for-profit side, we do actually have classroom curriculum that private schools are launching this upcoming fall.
Oh, really?
And so there's kind of different ways that we're teaching entrepreneurship. It's all in the same goal and the same outcomes, but it's just in different kind of venues based off of where the students are.
And I guess the term Boss Club is, in this case, the kid gets to be the boss, right?
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, we're going to help them become their own boss.
I like that. I like it. We wish you a lot of luck. So, you go to the website to find more about it, or
yeah. So you can go to bossclub.co to see our current business
dot
kit.
.co.
That's correct. And then for our summer programs, we're going to be opening enrollment on May 1st, and that'll take place at bossclubfoundation.org. And so far, we have about 650 students supported and sponsored by some of our really, really great partners. And we have more coming. And so it'll be kind of first come, first serve to sign up for those programs.
And you're looking for a 1,000. You've got a cap at 1,000?
Yeah, our goal is about 1,200. So we have 650 sponsored so far, both in Waco and here in Dallas. We have 500 sponsored here in Dallas.
Great. I know Addison's the Treehouse, the incubator, is part of that too.
Correct. Yeah, they're kind of our anchor sponsor and venue host for a lot of the events that we'll be hosting during the program. And so they've been they have a great vision for entrepreneurship in the city, and it's kind of geographically centered, so we're excited to work with them.
I think it's exciting. I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you, David.
All right, thanks a lot. That's Charlie Gaspar. He is co-founder of Boss Club and director of the Boss Club Foundation. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.